From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
The Thunder faces the Bulls Wednesday night at the Ford Center. Could the Rookie of the Year award be hanging in the balance? From the Dodge Sports Desk, I'm Mike Sherman. This is Inside Thunder Basketball with Darnell Mayberry. Darnell, Russell Westbrook's last head-to-head meeting with the leader of the Rookie of the Year race, Derrick Rose, comes Wednesday. Will Wednesday night's game have any bearing on that?
I think it will have some bearing. I mean, I don't think it'll be the end all be all, but I think you will see some media start to pay attention to this matchup on Wednesday night between Rose and Westbrook and see who gets the better of whom and you know where it goes from there. I think it helps Westbrook that they won that first meeting, and I think that it's helped him the way he's been playing in the second half of the season. So I think he's turning some heads, and I think this matchup could turn even more heads.
Okay, talk about that first meeting. You were there in the United Center. Head-to-head game. The Thunder wins in overtime. How'd the duel go?
Well, I think they basically canceled each other out. I mean, Westbrook had 16 points, 12 rebounds, I think 3 or 4 assists. Rose had, I think, 16 points, 5, 6 assists. You know, it went overtime. The Bulls actually lost that in overtime, where I think they were held to 2 points in that overtime session. But really, Nick Collison and Drew Gooden were the ones that stole the show for each team. Westbrook and Rose, it didn't live up to its billing. We're hoping that Wednesday's gives us a more entertaining matchup from that position.
Okay, our man Mike Baldwin's done a lot of investigating, talking to people in the league, talking to media, sort of about this issue. Who is the Rookie of the Year? The view in Oklahoma City is it's Russell Westbrook. The view outside from players and national media is this is Derrick Rose's award to lose. Why is that?
You know, I think it's two reasons. One, you know, his team is winning more. They have, as of Tuesday, 11 more wins than the Thunder. When you look at the main three guys, Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose, and OJ Mayo, the Bulls at 30 or 31 wins, they have the most wins out of any of those teams. The other thing is I think people are really looking at the way Derrick Rose has come in and sort of been the floor general for that team. He's come in, he's run the point guard position, he's really been a leader for that team, which had some veterans in Kirk Heinrich and Larry Hughes before the trade, and the way what he's done for that team, I think it really has turned a lot of heads and impressed a lot of people.
Okay, one of the great debates that's raised on about the Thunder this year has been whether Russell Westbrook is a point guard. Sports Illustrated had a big takeout on it, or a big story on it, in last week's issue. Where do you stand on that now?
I think he's a point guard. I mean, you know, you got a lot of people who say, you know, he doesn't find his teammates. You know, his assist-to-turnover ratio is not very good. I think he's a point guard. When you look at the best point guards in the league today, the Chris Pauls, the Deron Williams, these guys are scoring guards. I mean, you don't find John Stockton's out there anymore. They just don't exist. Even the best point guards in the league are guys who are going to attack the defense, look to score. They're going to shoot the ball a lot. If you look at those guys' stats, their shot attempts are probably second or third at least on the team, if not ranking first. So, you know, I think Russell Westbrook would be in that mode. Tony Parker, a guy he played against last night, he had 22 shot attempts again for the Spurs, and that was a team high. So when you look at Russell Westbrook, I think you see him developing into that mold of a point guard.
Big win Monday night against the Spurs, a win everybody thinks is probably the best win this team's had all season. A small, subtle thing that's going on with the team, though, right now is a change of backup point guards. Chucky Atkins is getting the minutes. Earl Watson's not. Why?
Well, I think when you look at the way Chucky Atkins has integrated himself into this team since he came here, I think it was January 9th in that trade for Johan Petro, he's been nothing but encouraging. He's in Russell Westbrook's ear. He's in Kyle Weaver's ear. He's motivating the guys. Chucky Atkins blocks my view most of the time on press row because he's that far off the bench trying to encourage and motivate his guys. You know, Earl Watson is not the same player. He's going to sort of sit on the bench, and when he comes out of the game or when he's not in the game, he doesn't really teach and sort of mold the young guys like Chucky Atkins does. Atkins is giving it his all in practice every day, before and after practice. So is Watson. But I think Chucky has really sort of done all that he can to earn this playing time, and I think Scott Brooks is just rewarding him at this time.
Last question, Darnell. The lineup, the Thunder, has started the last two games. Westbrook, Cephalosha, Kevin Durant, Jeff Green, Nenad Krstić. What's the chance that'll be the starting five they put out there in the 2009 season opener?
Well, unless they trade and try to get a big man like they did with Tyson Chandler, I think there's going to be a very good chance that that's the starting lineup we'll see. I mean, I don't see you moving definitely Kevin Durant, Jeff Green, and Russell Westbrook out of the lineup. Maybe you go out and get a James Harden in the draft, the Arizona State shooting guard, and you move Thabo Sefolosha to the bench. But unless you get a quality guy who can come in and give you better than what Thabo Sefolosha and Nenad Krstić has done this season, I don't think you want to mess with that lineup.
And given the Thunder's intent to be a defensive-minded team, Sefolosha certainly hasn't planted that in there.
Right. He's got the length. He's got the athleticism. You saw what he did to Tony Parker. He's been a pest for several guys this season. You know, I don't think that you're going to get a rookie, especially via the draft, who's going to come in and be able to do what Thabo is doing immediately. If you go out and get a free agent, I think he's going to have to be a pretty big-name free agent. I don't think that the Thunder is going to tweak its chemistry that much this summer.
Okay, thanks, Darnell. That's all for Inside Thunder Basketball, but you can stay with the best coverage team every day at News OK and every morning in the Oklahoman.